sous menti, pas les français, fin tous les métiers. Yo confond faculté avec université. C'est ça qui cause qu'on série de professions arrivées, même perdu valeur.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And the funny part about this is that what we're doing here is that we're all caught up in the eclipse mania. Everyone's excited about the eclipse. And here at 1,000 Points of Light, we are no different. And so what I've done is I put together a show having a lot to do with the music you might want to be listening to when the eclipse is occurring, or while you're thinking about it, or while you're getting all hyped for it. Stuff about like suns and moons and some spacey stuff. I brought like stars from Hum, stuff from Pink Moon, Nick Drake, of course David Bowie, Radiohead's OK Computer, and anything about space travel, sun, moon, stars, aliens. Got it right here. And we're starting off with Catch the Sun from the Doves, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Every day it comes to this, catch the things you might have missed, you say. Get back to yesterday. Misunderstood, pulled apart and lifted to put out.
Come wash away the rain.
I'm just going to let that softly fade out. So I just played that because that was the... So there have been a number of lists going around about what songs to play if you're feeling like putting together a musical list or selection of songs that are Eclipse related, and that was one of them. But that's like more in the middle of the record, Dark Side of the Moon. It seems like it would fit better like after one of the other songs. I can't remember the exact order of the record. But it, on its own, it's not really that much. So that was just kind of me doing a search through my iTunes catalog, 5,000 songs, and that's what came up when I typed in Eclipse. Anyway, up next, really cool. I think this one works very well, Invisible Sun. Well, let's also talk about what we played before, Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun from Super Unknown. Roxy Music's Triptych, which is kind of a weird, like kind of an old English pop, 60s pop song, but it has a reference to the Eclipse, so we kept that in there. The Catch the Sun from the Doves started off the set. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Let's move on. Up next, like I said before, The Police with Invisible Sun, the great song from Ghost in the Machine. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you. look at the stars.
The rapture of that beautiful trumpet solo playing us out, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. That's, you know, it's funny, that's from an Album Network sampler. I don't even think Album Network exists anymore. And what's interesting is that they I've played that song before, or that track before, on my shows, and I've forgotten that there's a woman, a very hip woman, I must say. She looks like, she sounds like she's had a few cigarettes in her day. She's been she's a veteran of the clubs, a music industry veteran. Anyway, she's starting off. It's not the first track. It's like her introduction to the disc and therefore the song, Sunless Saturday, the first track on the disc. Her vocals are her part is actually integrated into the first track. So you play, you cue up that first track, you hit play, you get this woman talking about the disc and about Fishbone before you actually hear the song. So I'm glad I remembered to cue that up properly. Anyway, before that, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals with Stars from The Lion, the Beast, the Beat. And that was U2 with Staring at the Sun off of Pop, and the much maligned Pop, or at least Pop is a record that's much maligned on this show, and probably not played that anything from that record in a few years. Death Cab for Cutie, No Sunlight from Narrow Stairs, and we started the set off with The Police's Invisible Sun from Ghost in the Machine, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. This is our eclipse show. Everything is it's motivated by the eclipse happening tomorrow. I know that Sunless Saturday had nothing to do with... what are the odds of my finding a Sunless Monday song? Probably very slim, so I figured Sunless Saturday, the idea was this similar, I guess. And plus, there's lots of crazy crap going on in the world anyway, so there's a double whammy there for why that song made sense for me to play tonight on 1,000 Points of Light. 91.5 Medford, 91.5, yes, indeed. And the XX up next, this is Stars from XX, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
But if stars should shine by the time that's died, that I only smile to see why the time away. Once you've seen what they've been to, and the earth just won't seem worth a night or a day. Look around, you find the ground is not so far from where you are. But don't be too wise, for down below they never grow, they're always tired, and charms are hired from out of their eyes. Never a surprise. Take your time and you'll be fine. Say a prayer for people there. Live on the throne. And if you see what's meant to be, don't name the day or try to say it happened before. Don't be shy, you learn to fly and see the sun and day is done. Just what you are beneath a star that came to say one rainy day in autumn for free. Just be what you be. They'll only smile to see why your time waits. And once you've seen what they have been to, when the earth just won't seem worth a night or a day. Oh yeah, what I say. Open up a broken cup, let goodly sin sunshine in. Yes, that's the day. And open wide the hymns you hide, you find renown where people from things that you say. Say what you say about the farmers and the fun and the things behind the sun and the people around you. Say everything's been said, and a movement in your brain sends you out into the rain.
An afternoon nostalgia television show. You spoke in silhouette, but they couldn't name you. Though the panel were very polite to you, child star, too young to take leads. Four seasons passed and they axed you. Nervous juvenile, won't smile, what became of you? Did that swift eclipse torture you? A star at 18 and then suddenly gone down to a few lines.
All right, I don't know what that is. It's like so soft, I can barely hear it. There was like one part where it sounded like they forgot to bring the levels up, or they forgot to make it louder, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh yeah, let's just make it louder so people at home can actually hear us. Maybe they thought that people would just be tripping their balls off or something. I don't really know. But it is the Alan Parsons Project, so, I mean, let's not mistake it for Pink Floyd or anything. And that was Total Eclipse from the iRobot record, which is their foray into sci-fi. Whatever. Air before that with Kelly Watch the Stars from Moon Safari. Wonderful record. Morrissey, Little Man What Now, about a child star who's no longer popular, no longer famous. You might say his fame had been eclipsed by, I guess, his notoriety, or I don't know, or how he wasn't well known anymore or something like that. I'm not sure. Nick Drake, Things Behind the Sun from Pink Moon. Great record that is. I discovered that through a car commercial, of course, when Pink Moon was used, I think, in a Honda commercial in like the late 90s. Wonderful that is. The XX with Stars from the album called XX, 1000 Points of Light, WMFO. So this is our eclipse show. Trying to think of as many songs having to do with eclipses or moons or suns or actual eclipses. So far, the songs with the word eclipse in them have been a little bit of a letdown. I think you're supposed to be either in another frame of mind, or they're like little splices that you're supposed to listen to while you're listening to another record, or the record in its entirety. Not really sure. But it does make sense now, having played that, to hear this from the Rolling Stones, 2,000 Light Years from Home, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.